book of Acts chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 1 through 9. So we're going to continue with our message that we have been sort of teaching in parts in the latter half of February into March. Just a little short teaching tonight, but I feel that we can glean from the word of the Lord here this evening. Thank you, Brother Sapp, for requesting prayer. Do remember, Pastor and his wife will be leaving in the morning. We'll be gone for a few days, but we will be back. And just pray the Lord have his way and does great and mighty things. Amen. I'm going to title this tonight, The Works of the Father in Me. Now, my title says in us, but I'm making it personal. So I want you to say, the works of the Father are in me. And we're going to look into the scripture. I'm just going to barely scrape the tip of the iceberg on this. But the importance, talking again about the importance of you and I going to work for the kingdom and not letting our days go by. How many of you know you get up in the morning and you get home in the evening and you scratch your head and you ask yourself the question, where did the day go? Where did the day go? How many of you, like me, have scratched your head recently and wondered where the last 20 years of your life went? Do you ever just stop and try to remember something you did in the last 20 years? Trying to figure it out? Time flies and life is short. But we can make powerful impact in the lives of others if we'll let the Lord use us. To our guests, thank you for being with us tonight, and we are honored that you would come. We pray the Lord touch you. Acts chapter 1, verse number 4, and being assembled together with them, Jesus being assembled with the disciples, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. Everybody say power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and all around the earth, the othermost parts of the earth. Verse 9. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up in a cloud, and a cloud received him out of their sight. The very last words of our Savior. Quit trying to figure out the end time and just go reach the lost. I hear more sermons on people fighting about whether it's pre, mid, or post, whether it's come, came, or gonna come, fighting about the order of Ezekiel and Revelations, and you can line 100 of them up and get 100 different stories. Trying to figure all of this out. And Jesus said, don't waste your time. It's not even for you to know. But what I want you to do is get my power in you and get out there and go to work and reach the lost. And we'll get so busy reaching for the lost that one day we'll open our mouth to witness to one more person, and we're going to go and we're going to be in the presence of Jesus, because he's going to call his church home. The works of the Father are in me. Lord, for the next few minutes, I pray that you touch my heart and my mind and my spirit. You help us to deliver the word of God here today. God, I want you to make every one of us a workhorse. Just turn us into mighty workers of the kingdom of God. Let us be so consumed, Lord, of working in your kingdom and reaching the lost and hearing the voice of God and obeying the voice of God and moving in the spirit realm. Father, I just pray that you nudge this assembly just a little more tonight in the direction that you're trying to bring this church. I pray it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Clap your hands to the Lord. And turn to two or three people and tell them, you need the power. You need the power. God bless you. You can be seated. I want the works of the Father to be exemplified in my life. Every one of us will testify tonight that we are guilty of letting the devil preoccupy us with things that really don't matter. To preoccupy us with things that we can do nothing about. And we will wrap our time and our energies and our efforts, and days will go by, and weeks will go by, and months will go by, and years will go by, and we have done nothing for the kingdom of God. All we have done is maintained our own salvation, maintained our own little world, but we really cannot find all that much that we've done for the kingdom. Now, I believe in the pendulum effect. I believe that if I can swing you over here, I might end up with this. But right now, you're over here. So it's my job to throw you 180 degrees in the other direction. Make you mad, glad, or sad. But get you over there, hoping that when all the dust settles, you'll at least be right somewheres in that area. So don't get offended. Just get saved. The word of the Lord tells us in Micah chapter 3 and verse number 8. But truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. What a powerful statement. He says, but truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. You say, but that was a prophet. Listen, he didn't even have the Holy Ghost. It wasn't even poured out yet. Talked about it, but he didn't have it. You and I have something that this prophet never experienced in his life. He felt it. He even proclaimed he was full of it. But really, until after the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, nobody was full of the Holy Ghost, except for the few exceptions the Bible talks about. But it was the outpouring of the Spirit of God when the Bible says that we became full of the Spirit of the Lord. And Jesus said, I want you to go to Jerusalem. I want you to tarry in the upper room until you are endued with the promise of the Father. You are endued with the power of the Holy Ghost. And when you get the power of the Holy Ghost, you are going to become witnesses. Now, this prophet said, but truly, I am full of the power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment, and of might, to do what? What did the power of God, why did it come to me? What did it enable me to do? To declare unto Jacob his transgressions, and to Israel his sins. So the power of God comes to us, cleanses us, transforms us, but it gives us the might and the judgment to be able to proclaim the word of God. And when we proclaim the word of God, then a world that is lost and undone, their sins will be revealed, and they will have the ability to repent and to come to Jesus and give their life to the Father and be redeemed from their corruptible flesh into incorruptible flesh. They will have that opportunity to make it into the kingdom of God, but not until you and I declare. And that's why the Holy Ghost has come. That's why the power of God is in us. Come on, apostolics, it's time to rise up and declare the word of God. We receive power to declare. Revelations 11 and 3. Stay with me for a few minutes tonight. And I will give power. Everybody say power.
Who's he going to give power to? To his witnesses. You want the power of God? Start witnessing. Because I'm here to tell you, the more you witness, the more power of God's going to come on you. Because that's why he came to this world, to save, to seek that which was lost. And when he sees us out there working in the kingdom and witnessing and declaring this gospel, he will endue us with power. Praise God. Listen, when the power comes on you, anything can happen. You know, if we would stop seeking God, Lord, give me the gift of healing. I want to lay hands on the blind and their eyes are open. You know, most of the time we pray for those gifts because of our own pride. The Bible says he had compassion on them all. When Jesus laid hands and the sick was healed, it wasn't so that he could appear to be something great and mightily used of God. It's because he was so moved with compassion that the power flowed through him. We pray for all of these different wonderful, powerful gifts. And when you get the Holy Ghost, those gifts are wrapped up in it. Oh, my God. Now, I know some receive certain, but just follow me. Everybody born again has the power in them to lay hands and somebody be healed. Everybody born again has the power in them to speak and things happen. It's just built into the Holy Ghost. So what activates that power? What activates the Holy Ghost to begin to move mightily in my life? I'll tell you, the Bible told us when you open up your mouth and begin to declare the word of God and become a witnesser, the power of God is going to be activated. And while you are witnessing, blinded eyes will see, cripple will walk, lame limbs will stretch. Because it's built in. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. And he gave us his power to go out and do the works of the Father. As I give unto my two witnesses power that they may prophesy. And then it says how long. Now, in John chapter 9 and verse 4, Jesus had a mandate. And I want us to look at a few verses at how much weight, how much credit, value Jesus gave to works. He said, I must. Everybody say, I must. You know, what we need to do is let that mind that was in Christ be in us. And if we get the mind that was in Christ in us, all this other stuff will just fall in place. Because it's built in. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh, or the time cometh, when no man can work. Verse 5. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. My God, have mercy. What is that light about? To bring spiritual vision to you and I so we can work. He said, I must do the work of him that sent me while it is day, because when it's night, no man can work. He said, but don't worry, I am the light of the world. And as long as I'm in you and you'll open up your mouth, I'll give you spiritual vision. You'll see things. You'll say things. My God, have mercy. I'll send you places. I'll make a day for you. You'll be able to work in my power. My Lord, somebody hungry, come on. Hungry to work for God. Hungry to work for God. So we receive this power. Now, in Matthew 11 and 20, let's try to continue to understand how powerful works are in this world today and why it is so important that we go to work for the kingdom. Then began he to upbraid the cities. Now look at this. So he begins to rebuke the cities. Which cities did he rebuke? The ones where most of his mighty works were done. Why? Because they repented not. Flip that coin. One of the basic foundational designs of the work of the gospel is to bring repentance to the hearts of the people. God will work in you, and he will work through you in a powerful, miraculous way if you will start dealing with people who need to repent. I'm going to tell you why the church sees very few miracles, because all we ever do is pray for one another. The design of miracles is to stir up the sinners and draw them in so they can hear the gospel. We're constantly laying hands on people that are going through this and going through that and going through this, and we're praying in the name of Jesus for them to be healed, delivered, and everything else, and it's God that put them there. Because we're all believers already. We've already repented. We've already poured our heart out. Jesus said, he came against this city, and he said, the reason why he rebuked them is I done works in your midst, and it did not bring you to repentance. Watch. Woe unto thee, Chorazin. Woe unto thee, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Look at 22. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for them in the day of judgment than for you. Verse 23. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted under the heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee have been been done in Sodom and in Gomorrah, folks. In Sodom, it would have remained unto this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. What do I get out of these scriptures? That the church needs to get up and go to work, because it's through the works of the Father, that repentance, that conviction, that hearts are stirred. I know we're living in a world that's soon to be like a Sodom and a Gomorrah, but I'm here to tell us today, where there is darkness, there is more grace and more love. If we'll go to work, we can win our city. If we'll go to work, we can see lives change. God will give us power if we'll just go to work. Judgment came because the works were seen. There's something powerful about the manifestation of the works of God. I'm telling you, you people are so grounded today, so programmed. They're either so programmed in a doctrine, or they're programmed not to believe any kind of doctrine. Either way, you are not going to win them with your theology. They're just going to look at you and say, that's what you believe. That's how you interpret it. And then most of them are going to look at you and say, well, you know, we know not all the Bible is true anyway, and it's just really a good book, and we should follow it the best that we can. You know what kind of people that you come up against. Listen, they can argue with your theology, but they cannot argue with the power of God. And the power of God is in you. And when you open up your mouth, they are going to feel that power. It's going to smote their heart. It's going to get in their spirit, and you're going to see them begin to stutter. They're not going to know what to do with it. And the more you talk, the more powerful it's going to get, because God, my Lord, is here to say. Somebody shout, I've got to go to work. Here's the problem. If the only thing the world ever hears or sees is theology, then they'll never repent, and they'll never come to God. They'll feel safe in their little corner. That's yours. This is mine. It's like person went to heaven, and he got to heaven, and there was all kinds of people there and all kinds of different religions, and there was this group of people way out there in the corner somewheres, and the guy asked the Lord, he said, well, who's those people over there? And he said, shh, that's the Pentecostals. They think they're the only ones here. I will tell you, the only ones that are going to be there. And it's not what title you give yourself. But if you're not born of the water and spirit, you will not see the kingdom of God. And that is the words of Jesus Christ. So we have got to get to work for the kingdom. We have got to open our mouths. You see, we are special. We're not just walking around with a theology, a doctrine. We're walking around with the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of us.
And when we open up our mouths, he is going to flow out of us. And he is going to touch people. How many of you have witnessed to someone and you walked away and you thought nothing happened? Huh? And then you get a phone call that night. You get a phone call 2 days later and they're crying. Or they're just saying, I haven't been able to get that off my mind. What you talk to me about? And I've studied the Bible for the... Amen? Don't judge what you see. I'm here to tell you in the Holy Ghost, when you open up your mouth and you begin to witness, the power of God, which was given to you to be a witness, is going to go to work, and it's going to touch their hearts and their minds and their spirits, and it's going to shake them to the very foundation and the core of their life. John chapter 5, verse number 36. Let me get a little bit further here today. He said, but I have greater witness. Now listen to this. He said, I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. If you want to know who sent you, then do a work history check. And by the fruits of your works, you'll know whether it was flesh or pride, or guilt, or the Father. Jesus said, my witness is greater than that of John. Now, John represented a gospel without power. Now, follow me. Power didn't come till the Holy Ghost was poured out. John was the path maker for the Lord. But he preached doctrine and repentance and conviction to a religious world, Pharisees and Sadducees. And Jesus is saying here, Mr. Pharisee and Sadducee and Levite and priest, you stood up to John and you argued with him doctrine. John finally said to you, he said, don't come to me asking to be baptized. He said, bring forth meat of repentance. Show me that you really are truly converting over to this truth that I am preaching. Jesus came to say, even though John cleared the path for him, the reason why the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the priests and the Levites, if you'll notice, every time they came up to him and they questioned him and they tried to deceive him, they tried to trick him, and they tried to get him in a trap, every time they would fail. The lawyer failed, the priest failed, the Sadducees failed. They all fell at it. Why? Because Jesus said right here, you don't know what you're messing with. I haven't come to you with just a doctrine. I'm not here just preaching theology to you. I've come with the works of the Father on the inside of me. And your doctrine can't stand up against it. And your theology will never stand up against it. It is the power of God. He said, in fact, there's more power in my little finger than all 633 laws of the Torah. That's what God's trying to get across to us. It's time to stop being John's and become a Jesus.
Don't give up on the doctrine. Don't misunderstand me. You know your pastor. You know how I preach it. You know how strong I am with it. But what I'm telling you, apostolic, we've got something in us that will move mountains, that will cast out devils, the power and the work of the Father. Is in us. Woo! Jesus brought a higher level, if you please, of the power of witness, because he brought with him the presence of the Father. The religious world has declaration, but Jesus had demonstration. Why do you think the greatest preacher that ever lived, that converted his known Gentile world, said, I do not come to you with words of wisdom of men, but I come to you in the demonstration of the power of the Spirit? Because Paul the Apostle knew doctrine would not move them. Theology would not change them. They needed an encounter with God. And that's what happens when Holy Ghost-filled men and women open up our mouths and go to work for the kingdom. We bring the demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
John chapter 8 and verse number 39. Then answered and said unto him. They answered and said unto him. Now these are your religious people. Abraham is our father. But Jesus said, if you were Abraham's children, my God, have mercy. You cannot even claim to be a child of God if you are not bearing the works of the Father. You're just religious. He said, if you were the children of Abraham, you would do the works of Abraham. You see, the Pharisees wanted to claim relationship by association. Bloodline. We're Abraham's seed. Jesus said, I don't think so. If you were Abraham's seed, you'd do the work of Abraham. They wanted to claim relationship by association. But Jesus said relationship can only be proclaimed through demonstration. We hear it all the time. He is his father's son. Did you ever... I'm going to be as kind as I can. Look at your neighbor and say, we all have quirks. Okay. You agree with that? Okay. Did you ever meet someone and they just had just a little odd way about them? And you just thought they were odd? Until you met their parents? And you went, wow.
there's two of them. Now, they can say the same thing about us, okay? We all have quirks, so don't misunderstand, Pastor. I'm sure if you'd have known my mother, my wife will tell you I am my mother's son. And if you'd have known her, there's certain things about me that you'd have thought I was just rude, mean, and ugly until you met my mama. And then you'd have said, well, dear Lord, he's just like his mama. When you're the child of someone, there are certain characteristics that's just going to be there. And when someone meets you, if they ever meet your father, they'll know why you act the way you do. Did I handle that okay? Was that kind enough? Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, John 8:39. I'm going to bring this to a close. If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. John 10:37. Now, look at the words of Jesus. This is so powerful. And this is what we need to understand, that this is where we are in this world today. Our doctrine is not going to change them. Our doctrine is for us. After you're filled with the Holy Ghost and you get in God, and then the doctrine changes you. It begins to work in your life, and it turns you, it causes you to become Christ-like. But the carnal mind cannot receive the things of God. And we have to understand, as the church, as the children of the Lord, we have to start doing the works of the Father. Say, the works of the Father are in me. That's why people look at you, Brother Patrick, and say, you're just a little weird. They're talking about the works of the Father. You don't laugh at their dirty jokes. You don't have a beer with them at break time. You don't look at the dirty magazines with them at break time. You're weird. No, they just haven't met your father. If they'll ever meet your father, they'll know why you act the way you act. Because you just got a little bit of your dad in you. And we need to let the works of the Father begin to manifest themselves. Listen, you don't have to do anything. God's going to do it all. You just open your mouth and be a witness for Him, and His power and glory will take over and begin to manifest itself, and it will blow every one of our minds what God will do, Brother Bolin, if we'll just get up and make it happen. He said, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. Now, folks, this is where we're at. Why should the world believe us that we have truth if we're not out there doing the works of the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life? That is what's going to cause them to understand and be convinced that we have truth. Jesus made it plain. If I'm not doing the works of my Father, He said, then you don't have to believe me. You don't have to trust in me. He said, but if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works. That is so powerful. If I can't convince you with my theology, if I can't convince you by looking into the Word of God and showing you that what I am teaching is true, then okay, forget about my teachings, but you better believe the works that you are experiencing, because you will be held accountable when you feel the power of God and you reject the power of God. You will be held accountable. He said, believe me for my work's sake. Hallelujah. That's the reason why we can teach Bible studies and we can't seem to get it through their head. But after they spend a few services and they feel the power of God, all of a sudden now they start coming around and they say, you know what? Maybe I do need to be baptized in Jesus' name. Maybe I do need to get the Holy Ghost. What's happening? They are associating the power with the declaration. That's why we got to have them both. Power without the declaration of truth will bring experience but no redemption. And the declaration of truth without power will expose them to redemption but no power to stay that way. We have to have both. John 10, 38, John 14 and 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. I'm just going to go on. I don't have time to expound on that. It's self-explanatory. Matthew 5 and 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. If the salt has lost its savior, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Before I read verse 16, do not underestimate the power that's in you. My God. When you open your mouth, no matter how much darkness is around you, no matter how many heathens are surrounding you, when you open your mouth, the room lights up. Listen, and everybody that wants to see can see if they choose. Everybody say, let. I'm closing with this. Let your light so shine before men. Here we are. This wraps it all up, folks. That they may see your let your light so shine before men, that their eyes are opened, that they might see your good works. And what are they going to do when they see your good works? Glorify you? Praise you? All right, let me tell you something. Let me clarify something. This will spank all of us, but let me clarify it. If men are praising you for good works, are you listening? Don't be distracted. Are you listening? If men are praising us for our good works, somehow, some way, I performed the work so that it brought glory to me and not the Father. Better follow. We're good at this. We are the best justifiers on planet Earth. And we'll just suck it up. Oh, my. You're such a good man. Not even Jesus would receive that. He said, don't call me good.
There's nobody good but the Father. Don't you call me good? Because he knew they were looking at the deeds of, they were looking at the deeds as though it was through the flesh. And he was saying, no, don't you praise me for these works. They're not of me, they're of the Father. And what we need to do is we need to examine ourselves and look at our mannerism and how we did things and how we handle things, even though we may have convinced ourselves we were doing it as unto the Lord. Somehow, when they saw our good works, they did not glorify the Father. They glorified us. That's just something to chew on a little bit. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, on the other flip side, and I got two points and I'm done. The other flip side of that is then people will say, well, I'm going to do everything anonymously. No, that's wrong too. If it's anonymous, they don't know who to recognize. There's nothing wrong with it being recognized that you did the good work, but it's how we perform the good work on whether the praise tries to come in our direction or the praise goes in the direction of the Father. Let's stand. I'm closing. The key word in this verse, which brings it all together, is the word let. Everybody say, let. You can find other scriptures in the Bible that use the word let. Paul the apostle said, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. So we want the Lord to do that. She said, no. I gave you my power. Now you make decisions. I'll help you, but you cleanse yourself from filthiness. You got muddy. You got in the mud pit. Get out of the mud pit. I'll help you out. Devil helps you in. I'll help you out. But you're going to have to do it yourself. Let us so let our light shine. Just because you have the Holy Ghost and you're baptized in Jesus' name and you attend an apostolic church does not mean when you walk out those doors and you go to work tomorrow and you go to the grocery store and you in your neighborhood or you wherever you are means your light is shining. Because we're good at putting it under a bushel. He said, no, you have to let your light shine. So there is something that we have to do in order for the works of the Father to be manifested through us. And that's what this is about. It's time to step out of John's ministry. John said, I must decrease that he may increase. It's time to step out of John's ministry and step into the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And begin to let the works of the Father manifest themselves. Don't try to make it happen. Just make yourself available. Open your ear, your spiritual ear, and your mind and your heart, and listen to the voice of God. And he'll send something that will appear to be so small, and you just reach out in the smallest way, but it'll grow and grow and grow. And the next thing you know, mom and dad's got the Holy Ghost of this family you're talking to. The children are coming to church. Things are happening. Miracles are taking place. And it all started because you just allowed the work of the Father to begin to manifest himself through you. Maybe on another Wednesday, we'll talk about what those works are. But those works are powerful. They're works of compassion, love, and gentleness and kindness and long-suffering, mercy. Just let the Father work through you. Just love people. Speak kind to them. Stop judging. John preached his gospel. He prepared the path. But Jesus has come. Love them. They're sinners. They're sinners. Of course they're going to cuss and smoke and and not like you. They're of the world. He said, they hate me, they're going to hate you. Love them. Speak kindly to them. Let your light shine. Do something for them, expecting nothing in return. Show the love of the Father and watch the works of God manifest themselves through you. And you've all experienced this because you're all my A-plus students. I know that. You've all experienced this. They'll come to you and they'll say, what is there about you? They're not praising you at that moment. They know it's not you. They want to know, what is it about you that's so different? They're seeking for what that is on the inside of you that has made that difference. Now they're seeing your good works, but guess who they're glorifying? The Father. Praise God. Amen. So we're gonna pray tonight. This is our homework. We're gonna pray and we're gonna ask the Lord to help us between tonight and Sunday to manifest. Sister Jennifer, me and you's going to make a covenant with the Lord tonight that we are going to let God manifest at least one work through us. Will you do that with me? You covenant with me? Will y'all covenant with the Lord with that? That you will become sensitive and you will open your spirit and there'll be no doubt in your mind. You'll know. This is the moment that God is going to manifest work through you. And it's going to change someone's life. And it might be something so small, or it might be something great. But little or big, the impact will be the same. It might require sacrifice from you, and it might not require any sacrifice at all. It doesn't matter. It's not about us. So it doesn't matter if it's hard or easy. It's not about us. It's about Him. So let's pray. Father, we come to you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, your word is so true. Your word is so powerful. Lord, I ask you tonight, let it permeate our hearts and our minds and our spirits, and let it get deep down on the inside of us, oh God. Lord, let something begin to rise up. Let a passion and a burden and a desire, let a burning begin to burn on the inside of us to let the works of the Father come out of us. Let us be like Jeremiah. God, I tried to shut my mouth, but it was like a fire that was burning on the inside of me. I had to open my mouth. I had to speak. Lord God, Lord, we're trusting you that between now and Sunday, God, something's going to come our way, and we're going to be able to allow the work of the Father be manifested through us, and men are going to see our good works, and they're going to glorify the Father, and they're going to be drawn to you, and it's going to be through the works that repentance is going to come. It's going to be through the works that conviction's going to come. It's going to be through the works, God. Oh, not our theology, but the works, Lord, that they're going to be moved upon to know you, to want you, to desire you, to seek after you, God. And so we pray, help us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We yield ourselves to you. We yield ourselves to you. We covenant to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And it's really simple. It's really simple. Just let the Father work through you. That's all it is. Hug one another. Greet one another. And when you hug your brother and sister, tell them, the works of the Father are in me. Tell them, the works of the Father or in me. God bless you. I love you.